Now, over the past decade and a half, Czechs have spent a lot of money improving their homes. New furniture, new electronics and new materials have changed interiors beyond recognition. However, changing the exterior hasn't always proved as easy. A third of all Czechs live in prefabricated blocks of flats built in the communist era. Many of them are now the worse for wear. Now, the European Union has promised to help fund their renovation. Daniela Lazarova has the story.
The future of prefabricated blocks of flats, known colloquially as paneláky, is something that all post-communist countries are struggling to deal with. They are to be found in almost every town and city, and since they're home to a large part of the population, they cannot be discarded as an unwanted relic of the past. As a result, teams of architects are working on projects which would transform them from grey and uniform rabbit hutches into modern high-rise buildings that differ in shape and colour. Those which have undergone such a transformation now stand out in sharp contrast to the sea of grey. They're painted in bright colours, penthouse apartments have been added, new terraces have been built in, the draughty old windows replaced and insulation put in. All this is a vast improvement, but it costs millions of crowns and cannot be done without the consent of the majority of flat owners who need to co-finance it. The State Development Fund contributes around 400 million crowns a year to this process, but it would need 400 billion crowns to transform all the paneláky in the country. Now, EU funds may make it easier for other flat owners to get a makeover. Daniela Grabmüllerová of the Ministry for Local Development explains how the newly available EU funds will be used.
We would like to supplement existing three programs, because in the Czech Republic there are three programs targeted to large prefabricated housing developments. One of them is targeted to public spaces. It means roads, playing grounds, parking places, etc. And two others are aimed at buildings, residential buildings. And therefore, we'd like to supplement these three existing programs also with European money as an extra motivation for reconstruction activities, provided mainly by owners, of course.
Is there a fear that some of these blocks of flats, that some of these areas that are really going seedy, may one day turn into ghettos if they aren't renovated?
Yes, I think it's a real risk, and we would like to prevent this situation, because fortunately, currently, all kind of social families live in this part of the Czech cities, and we would like to keep the mixed social structure in this part of cities, and therefore we would like to prevent of creation of so-called bad address, and we would like to keep this part of cities as normal part, as a nice part with good environment, well transport facilities and nice buildings.
Daniela Grabmüllerová was talking to Daniela Lazarova.